welcome to another episode of Nigeria Daily. Thank you so much for joining. I am Martia Umar. It's another election in Osun State, the gubernatorial election. Stakeholders in the state governorship election billed for Saturday, July 16th, say they're all ready for the poll as the state is now set for the exercise. With barely 24 hours to the 2022 Osun State governorship election, a total of 7,719 domestic and international election observers and 624 journalists have been accredited to cover the election bill to hold in 3,763 polling units across 332 ward collation centres in 30 local government areas of the state. In this episode of Nigeria Daily, we'll be having an overview of the electioneering activities as residents gear up to elect the sixth governor of the state. According to the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, out of 1,955,657 registered voters in Osun State, 1,479,595 representing about 76% have collected their cards, that is, their permanent voters' cards, as at Sunday, the 10th of July, 2022, and there are 15 candidates representing 15 political parties participating in this election. So the candidates of the All Progressives Congress are Digboyega Oyetola, who is the incumbent governor, and the candidates of the People's Democratic Party are Ademola Adeleke, are one of the most popular people contesting the gubernatorial seat in Osun State. Adegboyega Oyetola, who is the incumbent governor and the candidate of the People's Democratic Party, Ademola Adeleke, speaks about being confident of victory in the forthcoming election. Take a listen.
I want to enjoin our people to please ensure that the election that is coming up is peaceful. We should not engage in any violence. Election is not a draw that affair. So, our state is known for peace. I want the peace to be maintained. And I believe by the grace of Almighty Allah that I'll be elected on 16th of July.
PDP, we don't want no fight. We don't want no violence. We just want free and fair election. We don't want what happened in 2018 to repeat itself. So, one thing we will say is that we want free and fair, credible and conclusive election this coming Saturday. And I believe I, Senator Ademola Jackson Adeleke, will be the governor.
And those were the voices of the aspiring governors. First, Governor Adegboyega Oyetola and the candidate of the People's Democratic Party, Ademola Adeleke. At this point, we'll go on a quick break, but be rest assured that Nigeria Daily returns shortly. To stay.
Still in the spirit of our one-year podcast anniversary, here are a few of our interesting podcast episodes you should really go and listen to. In Nigeria Daily, on March 31st, we took a dive into sports where we talked about the Nigerian national team and we asked if the Super Eagles can regain its lost glory.
My name is Babayaro. Babayaro is not my real name. Babayaro is the man that trained me in the football academy and I adopted his name. If you're not doing well, I'm not that he can fight you. I mean, physically fight you. Every single moment I recite at the national anthem, I shed tears because we were taught of that in the importance of representing our nation and carrying the aspiration of hundreds of millions of people on your shoulders.
They know that we know how to play football very well, but the problem is, why are they not winning back to back?
Question. Meanwhile, in our weekly podcast, The Bearing, on January 8, we looked at the myths and misconceptions surrounding waist beads and anklets. Is there more to this ornament than meet the eye?
People are bringing or introducing new practices and attaching new meaning to them.
I wear anklets and waist beads.
You cannot just come and wear leg chain. For what? Which kind of fashion be that one?
People that dress with leg chain or beads are classified as prostitute.
But my husband had bought it for me. Well, and I love it.
Why do women wear these fashion items? Why the labeling?
Search The Bearin or Nigeria Daily on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Spotify, and TuneIn Radio to listen to these and more episodes.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearin, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
You're welcome back to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. And on today's episode of the show, we're having an overview of the electioneering activities as residents cheer up to elect the 6th governor of Osun State. Remember that you can listen to this episode and other episode on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify. You can listen to us on Badegi Radio 90.1 Mina, NAS FM 89.9 Yola, and Unity FM 93.3. Before the break, we heard from the contenders of the Osun seat, that is the aspiring governors, the incumbent governor, Governor Oyetola, and as well as the candidate of the People's Democratic Party, Ademola Adeleke. Now, the INEC chairman, Professor Mahmood Yakubu, said that the commission is ready for the election. And this is what he had to say about preparations.
As was the case in previous elections, various stakeholders would like to be given assurances in a number of critical areas. First is the transparency, inclusivity, and credibility of the elections. Secondly, it's security and peaceful conduct. The choice of who becomes the next governor of Osun State is entirely in the hands of voters in Osun State. We are not a political party. We have no candidate in the election. We have successfully implemented 12 out of 14 activities contained in the timetable and schedule of activities for the election. The only two outstanding activities are the last day of campaign by political parties, which ends at midnight on Thursday, 14th July, and election day activities on Saturday, 16th July, 2022. The commission has extended the last date for the collection of PVCs to Thursday, 14th July, 2022. That is 24 hours to the election. Many of the PVCs have already been collected by citizens. Of the 1,955,657 registered voters in Osun State, 1,479,595, or 76%, have collected their cards as of Sunday, 10th July 2022. I'm sure the figure would have gone higher. So 70% of the registered, 76% of the registered voters in Osun State have already collected their PVCs. We are also updating our records to provide detailed breakdown of PVCs collected by polling units. So you'll have the information of PVCs collected polling unit by polling unit throughout the state. This will be concluded and made available on Friday, 15th July, 2022, that is a day to the election. This step is important because the total number of PVCs collected will be used to determine the margin of lead principle as against the total number of registered voters, in line with our regulations and guidelines for the conduct of elections 2022, derived from the provisions of the Electoral Act 2022. The Commission is deploying assistive devices for persons with disabilities to have a more pleasant voting experience on election day. Magnifying glasses, braille ballot guide, and posters for voters with hard of hearing conditions will be deployed at polling unit level in areas of need based on the data collected in collaboration with the PWD community. The bimodal voter accreditation system will be deployed for voter accreditation and uploading of election results on election day. At the same time, citizens can contact us on our various platforms, such as the toll-free INEC Citizens Contact Center telephone line, in addition to our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts.
Well, every step that the Commission is supposed to take, we have taken to ensure not only free, fair, and transparent election, but also inclusive and conclusive elections.
And the head of election security, DIG Johnson Babatunde Kokumo, also said police and other security operators deployed for the election will carry out their duties diligently. Now, with assurance from INEC that it will conduct a free and fair election in Osun, residents are upbeat about voting their candidate of choice come Saturday, the 16th of July, 2022. Nigerians are looking forward to how the elections would turn out in Osun State. All we need is a peaceful, free and fair election. God bless you. To all the people whose voices were heard on the show, we want to say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production. It is open for sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this and other episodes on dailytrust.com or Buzzsprout.com, or even listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Unity FM 93.3 Jos, and Badegi Radio 90.1 Mina. You can also listen by searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles. On Twitter and Instagram, it's at Daily_Trust, and on Facebook, it's at Daily Trust. Call us or send us a message on 091-389-33390. Thank you so much for listening. I am Martia Omar. Bye for now.